in McLean County's case in particular, it's probably more surprising that it did flip than it didn't, right? It previous to that had only ever voted for the Democratic president for, once in its history, at least since the Republican Party was invented, right? In 2008, it voted for Barack Obama, but McLean County didn't even vote for Adlai Stevenson either of the two times he ran. So counties and areas being party loyal is not a particularly new phenomenon in our politics.
There had been some signs of demographic change in McLean County over the last 15 to 20 years, though. There's an argument that says, why did it take so long? And another argument that says, well, it's still filled with deeply red areas outside of the metro area. Is McLean County effectively a suburb?
Certainly in terms of its kind of underlying attitudes, norms, we happen to live in an extremely highly educated district, although, of course, still wildly disproportionately white. We have an increasingly information-based, education-based economy. These kinds of people have been bending Democratic over time. But the 13th district, if you just put it in congressional terms, right, is an enormous district. And so it's not that surprising that you're not going to get kind of a tilt all one way or all the other. Certainly in 2020, this has been a remarkably polarized time, and that polarization led to a mass mobilization on both sides.
In an election that does not attract quite so much turnout, who benefits in McLean County?
Well, if it's just McLean County kind of races, then the demographic shifts that are going on in this community, particularly the kind of education and economic shifts that are going on, seem to be paralleling those that on a nationwide trend have increasingly drawn people to the Democratic Party. If we've learned anything out of the 2020 election, however, it is that some of the very thin or thoughtless assumptions about demographics in a racial or ethnic dynamic simply don't hold up. But shifting in the nature of the economy, shifting in the kind of education base of the community does. And so within the context of McLean County, those trends are probably heading more towards the Democrats. But again, it's still a pretty Republican area.
10 years ago, Democrats controlled the redistricting process, and they split up McLean County and Bloomington Normal into several different House districts that all are on the red side, and a couple of Senate districts that include large stretches of rural areas as well as pieces of the metro area that are both red as well. Is that likely to persist, or are they going to see an opportunity from the demographic shift to create a more consolidated district or two for the state house that includes large stretches of Bloomington and would be potentially bluer than has been the practice in the past?
Well, it seemed to me that the 2010 map emphasized getting the maximum number of Democrats, or at least close to the maximum number of Democrats that they thought they could get into the state house and Senate. And that meant, therefore, that you had to accept that there were going to be downstate districts, which were essentially going to become uncompetitive and lean Republican.
Do you think there's been enough of a shift in the city of Bloomington, which voted more heavily than any other part of McLean County, for Joe Biden to create an opportunity for the Democrats to have a Democrat district?
You know, that's a really good question. Because the state Democratic Party is so centralized in and around the Chicago area, in my general sense, they haven't had a lot of thought about trying to maximize the downstate representation, in part because they've already got such a substantial majority, particularly in the House of Representatives anyway, or the state house anyway. I think most politicians are relatively conservative in the sense that they like to do the things they know work, and they resist taking risks that they don't expect substantial payoffs. And so I can see a game being played at the federal level, right, where they start trying to deal with messing around with the Davis district or the Kinzinger district in a way that makes one or the other of their fates unlikely to continue. But in terms of fundamentally trying to change formulas that are already leading to substantial majorities in the House, I would be surprised if they did it. because they're already way ahead.